Okay.
Morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Today's daf is Samach Beis. We are on daf Samach Beis at the Mishnah. And here we go. Lo seita isha, a woman cannot go out on Shabbos, b'machat, with a needle, hanekuva, if it's a needle that is what do you call it? If the needle is, if the needle has a hole in it, right? V'lo b'tabas, not with a ring, sheyesh aleha chosem, if it has a signet. The reason is, it wasn't normal for women to go out with a ring that has a signet, and therefore, if she does, it's not considered jewelry for her, and therefore she's chayav. The low be kuliar. She can't go out with a kuliar. The Gemara will say what that is. The low be kuveles. She can't go out with certain spices. The low be sluchios shel plaiton. She can't go out with a little jug of spices. Vimyatza, and all these things, Chayeva, if she does go out, Vimyatza, if she does go out, Chayeva is Chatas Divir Reb Meir. Reb Meir says it's literally carrying, and she's Chayeva Chatas. V'chacham Omrim, Peturin B'Koveles, she's puffed around the spices, Ubitzluchios Shel Plaiton, and the other spices, the jug of spices. Fine. That's the Mishnah. Amar Ula, V'chilufehen B'ish, and the opposite is by a man. What's the opposite? The din is the opposite of a woman. That a man goes out with a ring, if it has a signet, he's potter, because that's considered normal for a man. And if he goes out with a ring that doesn't have a signet, then he's chayiv. Alma, you see from here, kasavar ula, ula holds, kol midi dechazula ish, lo havi chaz, lo chazila isha. Anything fit for a man is not fit for a woman. And if something's fit for a woman, it's not fit for a man. They have their own categories. And is that true? Masa Rabbi Yosef, one second, there's a brisa that says, Haroim Yotzin Besakin, that the shepherds would go out with like sackcloth, like to cover them in the rain, like a poncho type of thing. Below Roam Belvad Amru, it's not just shepherds, Elokoladam, anybody also. But that's how shepherds used to go walking. That's how they used to go out. And what if you went out like that? It's also okay. Says Rashi, Alma, what do you see from here? Afagav, the low regili bay. That's not normal. Nobody goes out like that. Only the shepherds do that. But, migu de lagabe hai tachshit, lagabe hai nami tachshihu. Since it's a tachshit for him, it's a tachshit for you. It's okay for him, it's okay for you. So why is men and women different? So Ella, Amar Rav Yosef. Now you know why women are different. Kasavar Ula, Ula holds, Nashim Am Bifnei Atzmanhein. Women are in their own category. It's their own nation. Doesn't mean that. It means they're their own category. You can't compare men and women. You want to compare all men, even men that don't normally dress that way, but some men do, that's fine. But to compare men and women, they're two totally different things. They're two totally different breeds. You can't compare men and women. Men can be compared, not women. Eis v'abaya, one second. That can't be right. Because there's a braisa that says like this. It's a braisa that says like this. Someone, you're walking down the street on Shabbos, and there's no Eruv, and you see 50 pairs of tefillin there, lying in the street. How'd they get there? Nobody knows. So the braisa says, Hamotzi tefillin. You want to bring in the tefillin. You don't want it to be in the street. That's not right. So machnis and zug, you wear them. Wear them back into the house. Put them on and wear them home. Pair by pair. Echad ish to echad ha'isha. Whether you're a man or a woman. Even women could do that. But you just got to finish saying that men and women are different. V'amarta nashim am b'fnei atzman hein. You want to tell me women are in their own category. You can't compare men and women. It's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. V'chol mitzvah saseh shazman grama, nashim peturos. Women are not chayiv in a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Right? So one second. It's not their tachshit. Women don't wear that. Right? They're not chayiv in the mitzvah at all. Yet, the Braisa says, women can bring the tefillin in. The kash on him. Kash on Ula. Right? Rashi says, it's not a takshit for women. Migu, however, since men wear tefillin, shari afla isha, so women can wear it too. The bottom Tosfos says something fascinating. He says in the bottom Tosfos, he says, wait a minute. Pirush, look at the bottom Tosfos. Pirush, tahavi masui. So why are women allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos to save the tefillin? It should be considered a masui. Velitzar, it should be usar. After all, men and women are not the same. Vim Tomer, one second. That tells us, what's the big deal? V'hotza klachar yadhi. It's hotza in an abnormal way. If you carry something in an abnormal way, that's not even carrying. So if a woman puts on tefillin, that's not normal. Why is it an issue? It should be klachayad, it should be an abnormal way, it should be putter. Visharia, it should be mutter, mishum bizayin tefillin. For sure, it's a bizarre answer to the tefillin. It should be mutter. The Yesh Lomar says, listen to this answer. Given the masoihu, since it's a not normal, it's a burden, v'yachol lavu dechiv chatos, and it would be chayev chatos, hecha demotzi below shinui, if she carried it in her hands in a normal way, in a tefillin bag, normal way of carrying tefillin, she would be chayev, mishum bizayon lo sharinan lei. Just because it's a bizayon, we don't change the halacha. We don't allow her to do it. So the kasha remains. How come she's allowed to take in tefillin? Right? Forget klachayad. Forget that problem. She's allowed to do it. The bride said men and women can do it. So what do you see? Men and women are totally the same. Ula said they're different. The Gemara says, no, this person holds Hassam, Kasavar of Meir, Laila's man tefillin hu, night's man tefillin, Vishab's man tefillin hu, and Shabbos is also his man of tefillin. Why are tefillin a mitzvah seishas man grama? Why? Either one of two reasons. Either because you don't wear them at night, or because you don't wear them on Shabbos. This Tana held, you wear them at night, and you wear them on Shabbos. So women have to do it also. Men and women are exactly the same. V'havi mitzvahs asei shalo azman grama, v'chol mitzvahs asei shalo azman grama, nashim chayavos. Women are chayiv. We don't hold like that, right? But he held like that. Therefore, men and women can be the same. That's why women also take the tefillin home. Okay? So it's not a kash on Ula.
Don't we say by Mitzvah Seh Shazman Grama that it's a reshus for women?
Right, 100%. 100%. But the point is, since it's not a chiv on them, so them wearing it is abnormal, and it's not what they do. So you're comparing men and women, we said, no, women are a whole different category. When it comes to tefillin, they're not a different category. You're right, they're allowed if they want it, they can wear it. Right? The minhag is not to, for various reasons. The minhag is women don't wear tefillin. Every woman comes to shul to hear shofar. Most women don't wear tefillin. Right? What happened? For whatever reason, that women don't wear tefillin. They try to do mitzvahs, not that one. Not tefillin and not tzitzis. Every other mitzvah, say, I think, kiddush levana, they're not supposed to do. Very, very few things they're not supposed to do. So, but since they don't do it, since they're different. It's not a woman's garment. Yet, they can carry the tefillin home. The answer is, because he also it is a woman's garment. Now, wait a minute. Now the same. So Tosfos read the Gemara two lines ahead. You know. So Tosfos realized. Wait a minute. If a woman's not supposed to wear a signet ring, because women don't do business or whatever it is, and she wears it, isn't that kalachiyad? Isn't that wearing it in a roundabout way? What's the big deal? Says the Gemara. V'ha, this issue about the ring with a signet. It's carrying in an abnormal way. Right? Rashi says, look at the Rashi of Behotza Klachayadi. Start and go to the second line. V'zeh, this ring, she'eno tachshitla, it's true. Women don't wear signet rings. Amar chayev es chatos. Why is she chayev chatos? Halo hotza kederech kol hamotzin. She's not carrying it the way it's normally carried. Why not? Shekol hamotzi, davar, if it's not a jewelry, motzian osa biyadayim. You wear it, you carry it in your hand. Below derech malbush, you don't wear it. If a man's buying jewelry for his wife, he's buying a necklace or a bracelet. He doesn't wear it home. That's ridiculous. Men don't wear that. They put it in a box. They put it in a bag and they carry it home. The fact that she's wearing it, a ring that she normally doesn't wear, it's kalachayat. It's abnormal. Why is she chayav? You hear that question? Then go to the next. Look at the yeah. So why is she chayav? So Amrav Yirmiya. So Yirmiya answers no. Beisha gizbaras askinan. We're talking about a woman who is a businesswoman who does have to have a signet ring because she has to sign documents. So it's a special kind of woman, right? She's one of those women that does business. Okay. Therefore, says Rashi, Hilkach. It's totally normal for her to wear it on her finger. Now, Rashi realizes, you think about today's daf a little bit, makes no sense. Because we just said a few minutes ago that women are different than men. Right? They're different. They're a whole different thing. Now it's saying, not so different, because some women. So Rashi says, Umihu, tachshit lo havi lidida. It's not really a tachshit for her, because they ain't derech nashim bekach. Because most women don't wear these kinds of rings. Yes, she does. She does. Umiyu derechotza shalzu bekach. Right? But for her, it's normal. So the Rishonim explain, the Achronim explain, because Rashi's busy, how come earlier we differentiated by the coat of the shepherd? And we said, well, women are different. What about if a woman's a shepherd? Now over here, you have over here a case. Well, rings are different. Women don't wear, what about this one? This one did wear a ring. So if she wears a ring, it's different. So Rashi has to come along and say that it's normal for her, even though it's not really a tachshit. It's like trying to straddle the line. Right? It's normal for her, even though it's not really a tachshit. Okay. The Amar Rabba next. Amar Rabba Arav Chanan, Rav Yochanan, Teratz to Isha. Good. You explained the woman. You told me it's a woman who wears signet rings. She's a businesswoman. Ish Mayakala Namer. What about a man? Right? What about a man? What if a man puts on his wife's ring? Whatever reason. Right? It's not a signet ring. It's a women's kind of ring. So he should be potter because it's kalachiyat. It's abnormal. So we have to change the whole answer. Ela Amar Rava. Says Rava, wait a minute. Pa'amim adam notin le'ishto tabas. A man's going to give his wife the signet ring. Put it in my safe. Go put the ring in my safe. And she's going to carry it to the safe. And she, it says her hand. It means her finger. And she's going to wear it to the safe. Until she gets to the safe. And sometimes, the woman's going to give her husband her ring. She'ain alechosim, which doesn't have a signet, which is not normal for a man to wear, laholicha etel uman, to go to the uman, l'sakein, to have it fixed. Umenicha biyada, she's going to wear the ring, ad shemagia etel uman, until he gets there. Therefore, all rings, no matter what kind of ring it is, for a man and a woman, is considered normal. And therefore, it's carrying, it's not klachayat, it's normal. And therefore, you're going to be chayav achatas because it's carrying, because it's not a tachshit. It's normal, but it's not a tachshit. Now, so the Yad David asks, but one second, if the only time a man's ever going to wear a woman's ring is when he's going to the fix it, to the jeweler to fix it, you don't fix rings on Shabbos. So what kind of thing is that? You're not going to the jeweler on Shabbos. So you have to give some answer. No, you can wear it on Friday to run there before Shabbos. So it's possible to be wearing it, and you go into the jeweler, and it's not Shabbos. It's obviously not Shabbos, right? But since it's in the rubric of when you can wear it, it's considered normal, but it's a tachshit. But it's not a tachshit, so therefore you chayiv. Okay. Then we said v'lo b'kulyar v'lo b'kovelas. My kulyar, I didn't explain what that was. Amar Rav, it's mekavanta kovelas. It's some kind of pin that's fastened in the hair or something. Amar Rav, Rav says another pshat, chumrasa the pilon. It's some kind of packet of spices, And the chenam ravasi chumrasa de pilon. It's like a necklace of spices, and it made her smell nice, like perfume. Tana rabbanon lo yete bechuveles. She can't go out with a koveles. The imyatza chayev chatas divra meir. Rameir says a chayev chatas if she wears that, meaning it's some kind of necklace of spices, and if she wears it on Shabbos, it's mamish carrying. Chacham omer lo seite. She shouldn't go out with it. The imyatza petura. But it's not chayev chatas. Really, make her a din, she's allowed to. It's a gzeira, maybe she'll take it off to show her friends. So you're not chayev chatas. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, yotze ishu bekavelas lechachila. Lechachila, she can go out with that. No problem. My pligi, what are they arguing about? Rameir savar masayhu. Rameir hold, it's a burden, and therefore you're carrying. Rabbanan savri, Rabbanan hold, takshithu. It's a takshit. However, like many takshits, Dilma, Shalfa, Umachya, maybe she'll take it off to show her friend, she'll come to carry it. Verb Elezer Savar, no. Mandaka Lemirme. Who takes off jewelry to show their friends? Right? However, over here, Isha Sharei Chora. This is only because you smell bad. Right? Isha Sharei Chora, Lo Shalfa Umachve. She's never going to take that off. Look how bad I smell. Look at this. No one's going to do that. Therefore, she'll never come to carry it. Vitanya, we learned. Aye, Vitanya, but we learned. Rabbi Eliezer poter the koveles ubetzluchios shel plaitin. That Rabbi Eliezer said you putter if you carry that. Putter means putter avalaser. Rabbi Eliezer said it's mutter. Here he says it's aser. What's going on? He says it's putter, but it's aser. What's going on? So the Gemara gives a funny answer. Lo kasha. Huh? When he said it's putter, but it's usher, he was talking to Kikar Adi Reb Meir. He was talking to Reb Meir. Really, he held his mutter. Reb Meir said it's mamish usher. It's mamish carrying. So Reb Eliezer used the lashon of putter. I really hold his mutter. But since you're so extreme, I'll say putter. Kikar Adi Reb Meir, Dharma Chayev, Chatas. Reb Meir says you're mamish Chayev Chatas. Amar Lei, putter. He says you're putter. Ki koy ad rabbanon the amri pata avalaser. The rabbanon said it was pata avalaser. Amar ihu mutter lechatchila. He then said, no, it's mutter lechatchila. Umay Reb Meir, what Reb Meir is this? In other words, Rashi says, where did Reb Meir say anything without the rabbanon also being in the picture? Where is there just Reb Meir? The Tanya, we have a brisa. It says like this: Lo seita icha b'mafteach shebiyada. A woman can't go out with a key in her hand. The imyatza chayav is chatos. And if she does, she's chayav chatos. You're not allowed to carry in the street. Divir Rameir. Rabbi Eliezer poter. Rabbi Eliezer is a poter. Bikoveles. If you're carrying spices. Umetzluchios shel plaiton. Or a different kind of spices. So Rameir says a key. And he answers back, spices. So kuvolias mandekar shmei. What are you talking about? Rameir talked about a key. What are you throwing in spices? So you're right. That's fair. Chesur mechzer v'achikitani. V'chein b'koveles, v'chein b'tzluchios shel plaiton. And Reb Meir also said, a woman can't carry a key, and a woman can't carry spices, and a woman can't wear spices. Lo seite, v'im yatza chayev es chatas divrei Reb Meir. And Reb Meir said, if she does, it's mamish carrying, she's chayev chatas. Reb Eliezer poter b'koveles, v'tzluchios shel plaiton. Reb Eliezer says, you're potter. And he really meant mutter. But he said potter because he said osir. Now, b'med devar mamurim, when are you potter, which really is mutter, b'kishayesh lehem b'hem bosem? If there's some smell in there, it has still some fragrance. Avo ein b'hem bosem, but if it doesn't have any fragrance in it, chayeves. You're chayev. You know why? Because it's not jewelry, it's mamish amasui, it has no fragrance in there, so you're carrying. They're carrying a bottle. Amar v'ad barava, wait a minute. It's like carrying a bottle. Amar Vad de Barava, Zos Omeres. So you see from here that Hamotzi Ochlin, Pachos Mikashir. If you carry Ochlin less than the shear, Bichli, Pachos Mikashir, Bichli, in a Kli, Chayiv, you're Chayiv on the Kli. You're Chayiv on the Kli. What's going on? So let's say I'm not allowed to carry food, right? So I'm not allowed to carry an egg. So I take an egg, and I put it in the kli. And I carry the egg from my house to your house. Am I chayef? What am I chayef for? The answer is I'm only chayav for the egg. I carried a kli also. No, but the kli is bottled to the egg. The kli is it's called subservient to the egg. I'm not chayav on the kli. What if I carry, now, that's all excellent, true. What if I carry 1 molecule of an egg in the kli? So it's pachas mikashir. It's less than an egg, it's less than a shear. Am I chayav now on the kli? Or do we say the kli is still bottled to the egg? Happens to be, you don't have enough of an egg. So you're not chayav for anything. Now, if you're chayav, if that's true, now over here you have a spice bottle, but there's no spices in it. Right? There's no spices in it. That's what he said. If there's no spices in it, you're chayav. It's carrying a bottle. But wait a minute. Isn't there a little fragrance still left in the bottle? 1 molecule of fragrance in the bottle? If there's 1 molecule of fragrance in the bottle, it's less than the shear. You should be putter for the bottle. Because he's carrying out something less than the shear, but it's something. So you see from here that if you carry less than the shear, you're chayav on the bottle. You're chayav on the kli. And that's a machlok, as Rashi says. Should we do the Rashi inside? Look at the Rashi. It's the second to last wide line. Zosomeres. Ha diktoni ein ba bosem. Chayeves. It says if you don't have the spices, you're chayev for carrying the bottle. Alma, what do you see? Kasava Rabbi Eliezer. Hamotzi ochlin b'shabbos b'kli. If you carry food on Shabbos in a kli, pachos mikashir, less than the shear, the lo mechayev alatzos ochlin pachos migrogras, and you're not chayev for food if it's less than a grogras. It's got to be at least the size of a date, otherwise it's too small. Chayev b'ala kli, you're chayev on the kli. You're still chayev for the kli. V'lo amrin, we don't say hakli tuffel lahen, that the kli is tuffel to the food. V'lo mechayev aleha, and you're not chayev. So neskaven lahotzi, I didn't really want to carry the kli. I wanted to carry the egg. But how do you carry an egg? You can't carry it in your hand. So you put it into a kli, right? Elamishum ochlin. It's only because of food. How do you carry food? How do you carry liquid? You can't. You have to put it into a kli. Therefore, uploksi halstam mishnah, hashani parakamatsniya, titani patar ala kli. There's a mishnah that says you patar on the kli, even if it's less than the shear. Hey, see you, chayev. So the Gemara answers, no. Because this kli, this bottle of fragrance, is just like a kli that is less than the shear. The katani chayeves. And you see a chayev. So if you're taking a stand on that issue over there in that Stam Mishnah on that Ayin Vav, the Gemara says, Ravashi Amar, no. Ba'alma emalach pater. Really, you can be pater on the kli, even if you have less than the shear. So why are you chayev here? Because over here, shiny hacha, here it's different. The less the little masha klal. There's no fragrance in there at all. There's nothing in there. It's completely empty. There's no roshem. There's no molecules. Nothing in there. So therefore, you chayev on the kli. You carry the kli. There's no pachas mikashir in the kli. Nothing in there. It's empty. Completely empty. Fine. Good. Now till the Mishnah. If we get to the Mishnah, is all I got it to really. But some. It's very interesting. So it says like this. It says, we're talking about oil and fragrances. Reishis shamanim yimshachu, right? They anointed with the best oils. Amar Yehuda Mar Shmuel, zeh plaita, that's balsam. Masav Rabbi Yosef, it says, one second. Afala plaitin gozer Yehuda ben Bava. Yehuda ben Bava made a gzera that once the base of Mikdash was destroyed, you should not enjoy yourself with spices. You know, fragrances, it's too much enjoyment in this world. V'lo holdulo. Nobody agreed with that. You're allowed to wear perfume. Nobody agreed with that. V'ya marta mishum tainig. And if you're telling me now that it's so enjoyable, am I lo holdulo? Why didn't they agree with that? Such a good gzera. How come they didn't agree with that? Amalei Abaya, but it says, 1 minute. They didn't ask for the whole world. Ultamech, and according to you, Hadikim, it says, hashosim b'mizrukei yayin, that they drink from bowls of wine. Rabbi Ravasi, what does that mean? Chad amar kanish gunin. Some say it means it's like a bowl with two mouths, so two people could drink at the same time. V'chadam, or sometimes it means shemezarikin kusasein shzelazeh. They were juggling glass bottles or glass cups of wine. Hakin ami daser? Oh, you're not allowed to do that? You're not allowed to drink two bowls of wine? You're not allowed to drink wine from two different mouths in it? You're not allowed to juggle bottles of wine? For Rav Rav Huna, Ikla Bei Reish Kalusa, V'shasa B'kinish Kanin. They were doing that over there. V'lo amalei v'lo midi. No one said a word. So the wine's not aser, and neither is the balsam. What are you getting so bent out of shape about? Not everything is aser because of the korban. Ella, the answer is, kol midi de islei tainug, anything that has tainug, the isbei simcha, and also has simcha, gazru bei rabbanon, the rabbanon taka asered. Avol midi de isbei tainug, but if it has enjoyment, v'leslei simcha, doesn't necessarily have simcha, lo gazru rabbanon. The rabbanon didn't aser it. Right? Now, wine has both. Wine has simcha and it has tainug, right? So there's a brayso in Baba Basra that says they didn't aser wine, listen to this, because it was a gzera that nobody could hold from. Asering wine? Who could hold from such a gzera? So wine was never asered. Wine was never asered. This was also never asered, right? Fine. Then we said, then these psukim continue. Tashokhim al mitos Shane, they were on beds of ivory, the saruchim, and they were stretched out al arshosam on couches. So Amar of Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Balabit, Shayamashtin and Mayim, name to say in Arumim. They would go to the bathroom in front of their beds without wearing any clothing. Magadik Rabbi Avor, that pshat doesn't make any sense. I hachi, Hanu the Tzivit says, Lochein ato yigol lebrosh golem. These are going to be the first ones, the Rosh. They're the head of the ones that are being exiled. That's why you're being exiled. Mishum Shamishtan and Mayim Bifnei Mitosana Rumim, you go to Brosh Golem? Well, because you go to the bathroom in front of your bed naked. That's why you're exiled. It's not a nice thing. That's why you're exiled. That's a funny reason to be exiled. El Amr Bavo, Elu Bnei Adam, Shir Ochlin Vishosim Zemzeh, they eat with each other. Udivukin Mitosan Zebzeh, they sleep together. Umachalifin Nishosan Zemzeh, they swap their wives with each other. And they foul their beds with the zera that doesn't belong to them. That's the reason to be exiled. That's a good reason. That makes sense, right? That's what it means. Listen to this Gemara. Amar Vavov, Amar Lava, Masnisa Tana. Gimel Devarim, Mevienesa Adam Ludeanias. There are three things that make you poor. Segula to be poor. The Elohim, what are they? Number one, Hamashtin Mayim. Somebody goes to the bathroom in front of his bed naked. Number two, umizalzel in atilas yadayim. He's mizalzel in atilas yadayim. Right? And number three, v'she'ishto mekalalto b'fanav, and if his wife curses him in front of his face. If she does that to you, it's a segul to be poor. Now, hamash and mayim mizalzel orim, that's the first one. You go to the bathroom. Amarava, Lomar el demahader ape lepurye. That's only true if you're facing the bed. Have a levroy less lumba. But if you're facing the other way, it's not a problem. Umahader ape lepurye, and I'm a lomar. And if you're facing the bed, it's not a problem. Ella laara. If you urinate on the ground, avol b'mana. But into a kli, less lumba, it's not a problem. Umizalzav in atil sedayim. And if you belittle in atil sedayim, amarava, lomar el demahader de klal. That's only true if you didn't wash your hands at all. I'm not washing my hands. Who needs that? Avol Masha, but if you washed your hands below Masha, but you didn't wash them very well, less lunba. This doesn't apply. In other words, it's only somebody who doesn't wash his hands at all. But if you wash your hands, right, then it doesn't apply. Falav Milsa, that's not true. The Amr of Chista, Ana, me, Mashoi, Mole Chafni Maya. I washed my hands with a lot of water. The Yahavli Male Chafni Tivusa, and Hashem paid me back with a lot of good. So you see from here that when you wash the Tilas Yadayim, don't be cheap on the water. Yeah, there's a story once with Rabbi Saul Salanter that he was very cheap on the water. That's because he had Rachmanis on the maid that had to go down to the well and schlep the water for him. So he was Mary Machbet on the water because he had Rachmanis for the maid. That's a very, very big madrega. That's not what this means. This means if you have the Tilas Yadayim, don't be cheap in the water, especially when there's no issue with the maid. Don't be cheap with the water. That's what the Rav Kista says. I was very, very generous with the water, and Hashem was generous with me. And believe it or not, that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Listen to this halach in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Hilchas Hatilas Yadayim. And it says, Afal pi, this is the Mechaber talking, Afal pi, even though Sheshiurim b'revius, the shear is a revius, Yosef lito b'shefa, wash your hands with a lot of water. Dom Rav Chista. Rav Chista said, you ever heard of a Shulchan Aruch that mentions a Gemara like this? Rav Chista said, Ana mashi mole chafni maya, I washed my hands with a lot of water, v'yahavali mole chafni tivusa, and Hashem gave me a lot of good. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And the Mishnah Berurah says, and this is the answer for every segula. Listen to this Mishnah Berurah. Umi shezahir ba. If someone's careful about this, the eino mitzasher, and he doesn't become rich, right? Hu mitnei shemaisav ma'akvin. He's got other issues he's got to fix. His maisim are preventing it from the shefa from coming down. There's no such thing as a segula. I'm going to wash my hands, I'm going to become rich. Doesn't work that way. If it doesn't work, it's because you have other issues you got to work on, right? Can't we ignore everything else? Oh, but I washed the Yosef with a lot of water. Therefore, I'm waiting for the big paycheck. Doesn't work that way. Nobody wants to hear this. Nobody wants to hear this. Everybody wants the shortcuts, right? Everyone wants to hear a shortcut. If you do this and this and this, oh, you'll become rich. Use the Yosef with a lot of water. That doesn't work. It works. It works. If you're right, if you're a chista, it works, right? Unbelievable Mishnah Berurah. That Mishnah Berurah should be in everybody's refrigerator. Okay, next. The ishta makalkal abafanav. Listen to this. And if a woman curses you to your face, Amar Rava aliskei tachshita. She curses you because you don't buy her any jewelry. Tahani milihu the islay below of it. It's talking about a guy who has the money, but he's too stingy. You don't have the money, you don't have the money. What do you want? The guy has, and he doesn't want to give his wife anything, doesn't want to treat her right. She curses him. Yeah, that's a segula to be poor. Exactly. Darash Rav Abreid Rav Yiloi, my dechsev, what does it mean when it says, V'yomar Hashem, Yan ki gava benos Tzion. The daughters of Tzion were very haughty. They were very show-offy. So your mahalchos become a zekufa. They would go with upright posture. V'telachna natuyos garon, with a haughty eye. So Mahalchos Ekev Vitat Godel, they'd walk in a very alluring way, Umakshakros Einayim, with a lot of makeup on their eyes, Tahaviman de Chukla Leene Muramzan, and they would allure men with their eyes. Holech Vitufuf, they would go and walk. So Mahalchos Arucha Vitat Ksara, again, they'd walk in a very enticing way, Buraglein Techasena, with their legs covered over or something, Umar Vitrak Tebe Ravami, Malamicham Matilios Mor Vafar Simon, Mimenalein, they would put, listen to this. They'd put perfume in their shoes. And they'd walk in the street. When they pass by the yeshiva, and the boys are all outside, they'd bang on the ground. And it would cause the perfume to go out of their feet, out of their shoes, and the men would smell it, the boys would smell it, and it would entice them. My parent was saying, what was their punishment? Kiddarish Rabba Bar Ula. The bosom will turn to rot. Their private area would become full of rot. Okay? Next. Under their belt would become, not for me, the wound. They'd have a lot of wounds by their belt area. They'd become bald. Wherever they would beautify themselves would become bald. What does that mean? It's some kind of openings that would be revealed. It used to be pretty. Which means all their beauty was turned into ugliness. Fine. Now Barsham Pisin Yara, something about a forest. What does that mean, a forest? Rav Yishmol Chadamer Shnif Shechu Kikiton. They were poured out like a cup. The Chadamer Shnasu Pischehen Kiyar. Their private area was very thick with hair, like a forest, and nobody wanted to be with them. Amr Budam Arav, that was the women. That was the women. Look at the men now. Anche Yerushalayim Shaka, I tell you. They were the lowest of the low. Adam Amal Chavero, a guy who dated his friend. What kind of dinner did you have last night? It doesn't mean dinner. It means what kind of woman did you have? Pas Amela, right? Was it Amela? Was it good? Or Pas She'en Amela? It wasn't so good. B'yayin Gurdali, was it white wine? Oh, B'yayin Hardali, was it black wine, dark wine? B'mesav Rachav, was it a wide bed? Or B'mesav Katzer, was it a narrow bed? B'chavar Tov or B'chavar, was she good looking, was she not good looking? Amr of Chista, V'kulun was Nus, every one of those references was about a woman. It wasn't about wine, it wasn't about the size of the bed, it was all about a woman. Amr Rachav, Amr of Yehuda, Atei Yerushalayim Shel Kinamon Hayu. The wood of Yerushalayim was spicy, had some kind of smell to it. And when they would light it up, the fragrance would go among the whole Israel. When Yerushalayim was destroyed, Nignizu, it was hidden away. Only a little bit was left, like the size of a bean. And it's found in the storehouse of the queen. Which queen? I'm not sure which queen. Rashi says this is the name of the queen. Her name was Tzimtzumoi. That's where you can find this wood. I'm not sure what that means at all. The end of the Gemara was very tragic, very harsh. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow from the Mishnah. Everybody have a very good day. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. I always thought Kolachayad meant that if a man wears a woman's necklace, but wears it around his neck, that is the normal way of wearing a necklace. It's not normal to wear a woman's necklace. So let me ask you the following. If somebody would wear a scarf around their neck normally, but it's 95 degrees outside in the middle of the summer, can you go out with a scarf?
It's a very good question.
And I wanted to further to what you said about the spices in the kli, what if you have spices in a kli? But after a while, the spices lose their fragrance. So the spices are still there, but it no longer smells. So it looks like...
Right, it's a good question. So therefore, what are you trying to say? So therefore, it's carrying now because it doesn't have...
carrying. But right. It could be. The shocking thing is we were always taught that kol achiyad meant, let's say, turn the knob with your elbow.
Right.
We're doing something... It all these things, the examples the Gemara gave were things that were normal... That is the normal way to do it. It's just
right. So I told you that story when I was a little kid. When I was a little kid, my father and all his friends were by someone's house.
Right.
And one of the men said, "I left my glasses by your house." So he tells me, "Take your glasses off, Menachem. Go to your house and wear my glasses back here." You hear, David? You hear what's going on? They were on the same block, but there was no Eruv, and back then it was in Flatbush. So I should take my glasses off. Walk to my house without my glasses, and then wear his glasses back. Now, glasses is glasses, right? That's for sure carrying.
Why?
Because it was not my prescription,
glasses.
Right? Glasses. Just because I happen to wear glasses, that doesn't mean you can put any glasses on. Doesn't mean that. It's for sure carrying. I was under bar mitzvah. But I'm saying, that's for sure carrying. No?
Well, you have the Shabbos belt, I think.
What? Yeah.
People used to wear a Shabbos belt, which is a belt with a key.
I understand.
Yeah.
No, that's different. That's just for Shabbos.
That's for Shabbos.
So can you wear a scarf when it's 95 degrees outside?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know if you can.
Well, some people do, and it's okay if some people do, right?
Really? Who wears a wool, heavy wool scarf when it's 95 degrees outside? And by the way, the fact that one kook, if there are people who wear women's necklaces, also men who wear women's necklaces too.
That means you could do it, right? According to the Gemara. According to the Gemara, if somebody does it, then you could do it. Like the tefillin, yeah.
Answering Josh's question, I mean, is it any different from wearing a Hot talus on the way home from shul on a hot summer's day?
Yes, every man wears a hot talus. It's many, many, many people do that. If you go on the street in the middle of summer, you'll see many men wearing talasim, even though it's hot. But you will not see men wearing scarves when it's 95 degrees. You will not walk up and down the streets of Woodmere and see that. You'll see plenty of people wearing talasim. So now you're talking about a normal way of doing something. It's the normal to wear a scarf around your neck, not during the summer when it's 95 degrees.
Josh, you're asking good questions. We're going to get to this more later when we do carrying. We're not done with carrying. But it's an excellent question. I don't know the answer. I have to think about it.
Have a wonderful day.
Right.
By the way, what Nick is saying, what you're saying, Nick, about whether something is normal is really the classic case what the Mishnah Berurah talks about, tznius.
Okay.
Right? Is it normal in a town? But the question is, who made it normal first? The first person who does it, it wasn't normal then. After a while, something becomes normal, then it's mutter. It's a very funny...
Right, so the first guy was Mechallel Shabbos, basically, unless he wasn't a Jew.
Right, then after that, he jumped in and made it good for everybody.
Yeah, he took one for the team.
All right, guys, have a good day.
Thank you.
Have a good day. All right. Okay, bye-bye.
All right.